Robert Price is online. Morning to you, Rob.
Morning to you. How are you, Andrew?
Good, mate. This partnership, you must be thrilled with how it's going.
Oh, yeah, too right, Rick. Yeah, we're both rolling our sleeves up, having a fair dink and go. So, you know, there's an old saying, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Would this be the strongest stable you've had, Robert?
Oh, yeah, for sure, Ronnie. Like, we got more numbers, see. We only had 18 horses before we took on Kembla. There just wasn't enough horses to even look like making an inroad into the amount of racing we've got these days.
Yeah. And they're all racing well, which is important.
Oh, for sure. Like I say, it's a better... When you get a bigger group of horses, you're a better chance of getting better quality.
So, Rob, how's it set up? Where are you and where's Luke?
Yeah, Luke's at Kembla. He's got a nice home that comes with the stable complex, and the kids have all settled into school up there really good. And it's only 45 minutes from the farm, but I'm at the farm most of the time.
A couple of runners today, the Cuban Royale. I don't mind this horse. There's a chance he could get a soft lead here.
There is, you know. We went first up and we were like a week or 10 days off not quite being ready. They moved the date to that first heat of that provincial championship. And he knocked up that day, and he knocked up for a good reason. We missed a trial. They did go hard in front. He sort of never got a breather. But I was tickled with the way he went and the way he come through the run. And he backed it up with a soft win at Maruya. And then the other day, Warwick Farm, he was pretty solid again. So, no, we're pretty happy the way he's come this time in.
Any issue with 1500 with him?
No, I think it's... Look, if you're in the calendar and you're searching for a race for him, you'd be searching for 1500. So it's a lovely race for him, distance-wise. And I think he's placed extremely well today. Mm.
Sheriff's a horse that snuck under the radar. He's he seems to have come out of the right form race. Just probably a little bit too much pressure for him the other day. He could surprise a few here today.
Well, you know what, Ronnie? I thought he's running the Arrowfield. I was tickled. I was disappointed with the ride. I thought there was a 10-4 and a 10-6 in the middle of that race that we didn't need.
Yep.
I thought he stuck on well for a horse that done so much work.
Is he always a horse that you've liked?
Look, the first time Luke rolled over his neck with a bit of, a dash up, he said, "Geez, Dad, I think we've got a stakes horse here."
Yep.
He's been a little bit unlucky in a couple of occasions where he doesn't get through the wet, although the pedigree suggests he will. He's got that action that doesn't really let him let go in those heavy tracks. Like I say, the Arrowfield run, I thought it was one of his best runs, and, he's been beaten over three lengths. But, Group 1 horses can't do that sort of work and survive. So, his biggest query today is to run out the strong 1400.
Yep.
But I hear Blake say this a lot, but he does certainly map well today. Like, there's speed in the race. We don't have to lead. We can find a spot, in the leading division, but we don't have to lead.
And that race the other day didn't knock him around too much?
Well, that was the surprising part, because this is an afterthought, because we're always going to the paddock after the Arrowfield, but he bounced out the back end of that. That's good that, straight away the calendar come out. Luke was talking, Hawkesbury Guineas. So, yeah, we wouldn't be there unless we're happy with him, and we're certainly happy with him.
Anything we should know about at Goulburn tomorrow?
We've got a couple of horses that raced a bit ungenerously at Nara. Butteroo Prince, I can see him bouncing back. And the last race, three-year-old filly called Akoi. Once again, she's not quite got a racing pattern together, and she's disappointed a few times. But she shows us plenty at home on the track, so they're both each way valued.
Good on you, Rob. Good luck to you and Luke. You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Rob, Duff's going to be sitting at China Doll with the phone on, mate, so he just needed
something
a couple of winners
couple
to pay
bets.
For that. Yeah, just a couple of bets.
The pub after I've had my dessert there and tip it to the boys at the bar. They say, do you like it? Yeah, I did the form here. I think this thing at Robert Price's will run well in the last.
We've done it all before. Hey, Rob, thanks for joining us, mate.
It's my pleasure, always is. Cheers, guys.